Are private emails sent from the office actually private? That's the question at the heart of a case now pending in federal court in Connecticut. Last week, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals weighed in. It ruled that employers cannot monitor text messages written by their employees. But that ruling raises as many questions as it answers. And to help us make sense of things, I'm joined by Peter Swire. He's a law professor at The Ohio State University. He's also a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Now, there's one case that's still headed to court. There's another decision just came down in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Tell us about the circumstances of that case.
Well, in the 9th Circuit, there was a police officer who had a pager from work. But he had overages. It turns out he uses text messages a lot more than he was supposed to. And so his employer wanted to check whether maybe he was using it for personal reasons. Went to the supplier of the text messages and says, give us all the records on this employee. Text message company said, okay. That was what was held illegal. In the 9th Circuit, they said these messages were the employee's messages. He had a reasonable expectation of privacy. And he wasn't supposed to have all his messages turned over to his employer.
A reasonable expectation of privacy, is that because he did not consent to his employer looking at those messages?
The court said even though he had signed a consent way back when he started his job, the way they did the job over time meant that consent had been taken away. There was not a practice by the employer of looking at the messages, and basically consent has to be so clear, it wasn't clear enough. And so suddenly he was protected again.
Now, I know that there are people listening to this conversation who use their email at the workplace from time to time to send out a personal message, and they're wondering, is my personal email actually personal if I'm using an employer's computer? What's the answer?
It's pretty risky. If you're using your employer's computer, chances are your employer can look at that. And so one piece of advice then is to start to use your own computer, your own cell phone, your own BlackBerry, because the employer very possibly can look at what you're doing at work.
Does the employer have to let you know that they plan on intermittently reviewing your emails?
Well, we're going to see after this case what this really means, because the case was more protective of employees than most of us thought. So the news here is that even if the employer gets you to check off a box on day one, now the employer will have to keep getting your consent, or else maybe you get your expectation of privacy back. Until now, the idea has been pretty much it's the employer's equipment, and so the employer gets to listen.
What if you're at work and you check one of your private email accounts on AOL or Gmail or something like that?
Some courts have held that helps. That once you're doing the web mail, you're really off the computer system of your boss, and now you have a privacy expectation again.
Does it make a difference if the mail is sent from a personal computer using a company's web-based account?
If you're using your computer at home and you communicate to most of the world, your boss never touches it. If you communicate from home but you're using your work account through the work server, chances are now the boss is back in the middle of things and they can look again.
Now, is there a difference if the company has issued you a BlackBerry, which has web access, or if you're using a cell phone and you're using text messages?
Well, chances are if you're using a BlackBerry, most people really are happy if the employer pays that monthly charge, and it looks like the employer's BlackBerry then. On the other hand, a lot of people now have cell phones that are web-enabled, and those are your own thing. And now if you're doing your personal business, that's your personal time. So it's a big step safer if you use your personal equipment and not the company-provided equipment.
It sounds like people might want to pay close attention to the fine print in the terms of usage agreement.
Right. Well, so when you sign up for an email service on your own or when you sign up with your boss and you're consenting to things, the big question is, what have you agreed to? And if you've agreed to let them see the email, then you're out of luck if they want to come look at it later.
Peter Swire, thanks for coming in.
Delight to be here.
Peter Swire is a law professor at The Ohio State University. He's also a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress.